Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will is absolutely knackered, tired out from what we can only imagine was a long day of rehearsals. We've all been there. Followed by a long and arduous journey from London town. A trip of 100 miles or so to Stratford, for us about 2.5 hours up the M40, but took him 3 days by horse-drawn coach. It was following one of these bone-jostling jaunts that Will finally found himself home, exhausted and thinking of turning in, when his mind goes on a journey of its own. So up he rises, crosses to his writing desk in his nightshirt, dips his quill into his inkpot, and begins Sonnet 27, addressed to an unnamed fair youth. In the first quatrain, he sets the scene. Following his odyssey, he quickly slips into bed to rest his aching body from the day's travel. But then, as his body's workday is ended, his mind sets out on a journey of its own.
Weary with toil, I haste me to my bed. The dear repose for limbs with travail tired. But then begins a journey in my head to work my mind when body's works expired.
In the second quatrain, he explains, or bemoans perhaps, that his thoughts now undertake an impassioned journey to this young man, which keeps his drooping eyes from closing, forcing him to stare into the darkness like a blind man.
For then my thoughts, far from where I abide, intend a zealous pilgrimage to thee, and keep my drooping eyelids open wide, looking on darkness which the blind do see.
Except that his vision is not completely dark. In the third quatrain, he says that his image seems to hang before Uncle Will, like a jewel, making the old and ancient face of night young and beautiful.
Save that my soul's imaginary sight presents thy shadow to my sightless view, which, like a jewel hung in ghastly night, makes black night beauteous and her old face new.
In the final couplet, he comes back to his sense of frustration and says, "Look now, because of you, my body by day and now my mind at night can find absolutely no rest at all.
Lo, thus by day my limbs, by night my mind, for thee and for myself, no quiet find."
As we know, the exact date and numbering of Uncle Will's sonnets remains obscured. But I can imagine that this may have come to him sometime around, let's say, 1610, on a sleepless night while he was penning Cymbeline, where he wrote, "Sleep that soothes away all our worries, sleep that puts each day to rest, sleep that relieves the weary laborer and heals hurt minds." It's also, incidentally, the play where Uncle Will coined the phrase, "not slept one wink." And when his mind wanders to his youthful friend, and his quill dips and remains in the inkpot of procrastination in the middle of Act 5, he may have just written, "He that sleeps feels not the toothache," or in this case, the heartache. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.